It's Monday, July 19th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a nice way to open up this year's episode of the show from Bristol in the UK. That was the band AKDK, and their title track, Shared Particles, off their newest record, came out, I guess, last year, but I'm finally playing it. And a super great song, Shared Particles. If you like AKDK, as I have for the longest time, you're not going to want to miss that new release. It's exactly what you want from the band AKDK. Very good. Okay, speaking of things that are very good and from England, how about this? The Go Team, they're from Brighton, and they got a new record. It just came out recently. It's called Get Up Sequences Part 1, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, World Remember Me Now, and then A Bee Without Its Sting. Both are super fantastic songs, as always. Everything by the Go Team. I mean, these guys, I don't know how they do it. I literally don't know how they produce this music or their videos. It's all so cool and, like, vintage, but at the same time, modern and, like, nothing else. It's so cool. Biggest fan in the world, the Go Team. They're one of my all-time favorites. And so without further ado, the Go Team with World Remember Me Now and A Bee Without Its Sting from the Get Up Sequences Part 1 right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Just another day. If there's another way, then where's the softness? I don't see one. Maybe it's just another. I would ride it with you till the end. Cause I can love you.
All right, let's catch up. After the Go Team back there, we heard Sam Valdez from Los Angeles doing the songs Drive and Toothache off her album Take Care. I actually played songs from Take Care previously, but it was like before the whole album was out, and I was like looking forward to the rest of the record, but it's finally come out, and I love all the songs. It's so cool. It's like Lana Del Rey, but slightly less mainstream or something. It's really great. Super into it. I also like Lana Del Rey, if we're being totally honest. But Sam Valdez is very cool. It's like an alternate reality Lana Del Rey. Really good. And then just before I started talking, we heard the Goonsax from Brisbane in Australia doing the song Psychic. Came off their new album, Mirror 2, which, truth be told, I'm actually out of town, so I had to pre-make this episode. So a lot of the stuff I'm playing, like actually the Go Team and Goonsax, these albums weren't even out fully when I'm actually making this episode. So I didn't have all the stuff to choose from. But presumably the rest of the album is really good. So if you like Psychic right there, maybe pick up Mirror 2. It's probably all great based on how good most stuff by the Goonsax is. Okay, speaking of things that are also really good that I have played before but not recently, like Goonsax, how about the Silver Furs? They are from Bern in Switzerland. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks off their latest EP. It's called Lake Hypoxia. We're going to hear the songs Allergies and Wildlife, both very good songs by a band from Bern, Switzerland. I'm pretty sure the only band from Bern, Switzerland I've ever played on the show, but, you know, they're pretty cool. So without further ado, Silver Furs, right now with Allergies and Wildlife. Where I'll spit on the sounds in my head.
Thank you. flossing every day, which is important. That gum disease is scary, isn't it? My aunt died from gum disease. She did. She accidentally got two pieces of Wrigley's spearmint stuck on her eyelids. Couldn't open them up. She wandered onto some train tracks. Train didn't hit her, but she stepped on a rusty nail, infected her foot. Doctors had to cut it off. She got real depressed about that and moved to Guam, opened up a little gift boutique there selling knickknacks, went bankrupt in about 6 months. Anyway, she fell in love with this man she met while hitchhiking, and I guess he loved her too. I'm not really sure, but he used to make fun of her missing foot all the time, and she shot him. She was so insecure about that missing foot. Anyway, it turns out that he was married. His wife found her, beat the hell out of her, and then they got to talking and got to be real close friends and enjoy doing things together every Saturday. And one of their favorite things they enjoy doing on Saturdays was to go swimming over in Caldwin's Pond in Hazelfield Park. That's in Guam. And so they were swimming one Saturday, Trudy and Yolanda, that was them. Real choppy, real windy, storm was brewing, and Trudy called out, "Better go, storms are brewing." And Yolanda said, "Yeah." So they got out and started walking. Pack of wild wolves attacked Aunt Yolanda and killed her, so that gum disease is nothing to mess around with. You know? True story. You gotta floss.
Now, for now.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. That was two songs in a row by Massage. It's a band from Los Angeles, California. We heard the songs At the End of the World and Michael is My Girlfriend. Both come off their recent release, Still Life, which is quite a good record if you like those two songs. I think they represent it well, so definitely check out the whole thing if you were into them. It's got that great, you know, jangly, kind of almost 90s kind of sound that I'm into, like 90s indie rock. Pretty cool. Into Massage right there. Okay, speaking of things that are pretty cool, how about this last band I'm going to play on the show today? It is the School Book Depository. That's the name of the band. It, of course, appealed to me because I'm from Dallas, and School Book Depository, that's where Lee Harvey sat in his sniper's nest when he killed JFK in Dallas. So the School Book Depository is very, very ingrained in me as a child conspiracy theorist, so quite into it. But they're actually from right here in Sweden. They're from Vaxio. Is that how you say it? Vaxio, maybe? Vaxio, Sweden. So we're going to hear their song Lost. It's their newest single, and it's pretty good. If it kind of sounds like it was recorded in the room next door, I'm going to see if I can make it sound a little better, but the actual recording is like real muffled or something, so we'll see. And it's weird, because it sounds like they worked hard on production, but they just then like did it in the other room. It's kind of weird. It's weird. But anyway, School Book Depository right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Lost. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Free Breakfast Program by The Go Team, Lorem Ipsum by AKDK, and Early Morning by Uncle Skeleton. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where you can find playlists for the various seasons of the show, the recent ones anyway, including this one, season 18. You can find all the songs I play. I just put them into a playlist right there as the episodes roll out that has all the songs, so you don't have to listen to me talk. You can just find the music. Pretty good deal. I would stick with that if I was me, or if you were I, or if I was you. Anyway, you can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, and we will see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.